In this week's episode of Disrupting Recruitment, we talk with Adam Chambers of AppleyChat. We're going to look at challenges in healthcare, how to attract nurses, re-engaging your applicant tracking system, and putting the human back in human resources with personalized journey. We'll also look at ways to capture candidate attention on various platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Okay, and here we are back for another week of Disrupting Recruitment, where we love to shake things up. And what industry needs to be shaken up more than recruitment in healthcare? And with that in mind, I thought this week we'd bring on Adam Chambers, president of AppleyChat. So welcome to the show, Adam.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to speak to you.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some interesting conversation today. So why don't you tell everybody that's listening today a little bit about yourself, who you are, what AppleyChat does, and then we'll get into some fun talk. Not that what do isn't fun.
I'm Adam. I'm from Northern Ireland in the UK, and I like salsa dance, and I speak Spanish. It's a little bit about me. Founded AppleyChat in 2019 after leaving college and wanting to make an impact on the world. And it just happened, not by accident, but everyone says they fell into recruitment. And I would say I stumbled into recruitment by the way of wanting to live a lifestyle where I could travel and earn money at the same time. So I became an online English teacher in 2019 and ended up recruiting teachers for one of the Chinese companies in that space. I wanted to make it a bit more impactful, and one thing led to another. And we ended up working with a hospital in Toronto to help them hire ICU nurses. That was around the time of COVID. So they made a couple of hires and were really happy and shouting from the rooftops. And that helped us get our next client. And since 2020, we've worked with 77 healthcare providers. And we've hired over 400 clinicians, mostly nurses, but more recently, a lot of allied health positions as well. So mostly work in the US and Canadian markets. And I listened to your podcast on healthcare recruitment and did a few months ago. So I'm excited to see where we can go today and what we can discuss.
Well, healthcare is definitely an area that needs some help. And so now you guys focus solely on healthcare, is that correct?
Yeah. So that was a marketing decision and a business process decision. So starting out, it's hard to get off the ground. As you say, we'll help you get more candidates. Everyone's saying that in the world, including Indeed, who are massive. So we had to be a bit more niche and start out by saying to hospitals, we'll get you 45 nurse candidates in 90 days. I think it was that message, as specific it was, helped us get our funds with the makers in a way than we were able to before. Recently, yes, we've expanded into technologists, radiologists, physiotherapists, so other healthcare positions, including physicians that aren't in nursing. But it was only once we had gotten good basic clients, very niche, that we could do that. And now I think because the healthcare market is so huge, it's worth tens of billions of dollars. It makes sense to say it's tempting client here and there, and you see other people doing in different verticals. But I think it's important to focus in on the power of our results previously and the fact that we can have a very defined process that can be replicated easily, expanding it into different professions. Yet,
yeah, we're seeing the same thing, and so we actually decided at Candidate Hub to put a focus on healthcare earlier this year. And it seemed to change. Just being focused really changes the water in the beans, and you can really perfect what you're doing and get much better messaging out there and whatnot. So I definitely think that was a good choice. So what are some of the issues that you're seeing in healthcare recruitment right now that clients are coming to you saying, you know, we're struggling with this, we're struggling with that, obviously nurses, but, you know, are you seeing sort of a, a common theme or a common trend as to why maybe some of these people are experiencing some of these challenges,
yeah,
et cetera?
Well, now the biggest concern at the moment is their budgets are being tightened, because over the past few years, hospitals' profitability has really taken a hit. Some of them have actually closed down their units and their facilities. So the money flowing into recruitment has reduced. They're saying to us, we need a more cost-effective way to hire more candidates, or we need help bringing this in-house without having to pay triple or quadruple what we would normally pay to travel nurse agency or a temporary staffing agency. From my experience, it'll be doing this 4 years. There's two types of problems. There's one existing on the systemic level, which is more the supply side. There's not enough nurses to do all the jobs that are required. And the aging population is putting more pressure on the candidate market. And retirees from the profession aren't being replaced quickly enough by new grads. There's not enough lecturers in the colleges to actually educate wannabe nurses. And of course, nurses generally are underpaid for the value they deliver. So that puts a lot of pressure on healthcare talent acquisition teams, and it's a constant kind of ominous sort of Damocles that looms over us all and makes the job difficult. But then you have kind of the issue of the temporary problem, and that's always going to be there as well, because people tend to grasp on to what's the current crisis. Before this year, obviously it was COVID. Now it's the budget cuts because of COVID spend, and next year it'll probably be something different. And I think the main cause of that for me is there's not enough money going into healthcare recruitment teams. The money is going in temporary staffing. So I'll give you an example. We have a client in Canada, it's a hospital, and we were getting them hires for about $6,000 to $7,000 Canadian. And they decided to end the agreement because they didn't have enough money in their recruitment department. And then on the news, we saw their leader was quoted saying they were spending $4 million a year on agency nurses, and that was a problem. The finances are generally skewed more towards the agency side, and away from recruitment. I think recruitment could certainly do an extra $50,000 to $100,000 a year from their leaders, but at the moment, they're thinking, I think, more short term when it comes to the finances.
Well, they're plugging holes, yeah. Right? Travel nurses have gained a lot in popularity, especially after COVID, but they present a whole set of challenges within a hospital system anyway. But they're easier to get, and they can plug a hole a lot faster than waiting 3 months or 6 months for, a permanent hire. And unfortunately, you're right, they're spending that money because that'll solve a problem and it has to be done. But then they're cutting back on fixing the, it's like constantly spending money on fixing your paint because your roof's leaking, but you don't want to spend money on fixing your roof because you're spending all this time and money fixing your paint, right? Like you have to fix the root of the problem first, but it doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah, I think it's because certainly in the CFO positions, but also the CEO, you're not going to have HR people that are as sympathetic or experienced working in recruitment at all. So they look at the balance sheet and they say, well, if I spend this, it will fix it and I can find the funds. For the long-term solution, you need someone to understand, well, I could spend this now and I probably have to, but looking 6-12 months down the line, we should follow more fronts from here into the recruitment marketing. So I don't have to spend this chunk on temporary solutions in the future. But like, I think for nurses,
okay. So
I was just going to say for nurses, agencies are great. You know, they can earn more money. And if I was a nurse, I'd probably be working in an agency right now in my stage of life. And I know like staffing agency owners and they do a great job and provide a great service. It's more like the system isn't self-sustaining. It's got flaws. Are these things which are good to be seen as bad by people in recruitment?
Yeah. So how do you guys, how are you attracting nurses that, these hospitals are having a hard time doing? What are you doing differently than some of the internal teams?
Our broad range of our candidates, most of our candidates would come from outside of job boards. So from social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as well. And we're able to go into hospital and say, I know you're on the job boards. I know you have your career site and people who know about you can go to you. But are you reaching candidates where they're actually spending 3 to 4 to 5 hours a day, which are what I'd call non-job board channels, but you could say mindlessly scrolling, you could say social media, keeping in touch with friends and family, watching YouTube. People spend on average 5 hours a day in the US on their phone, and we're able to get in front of those candidates by targeting them based on their location, their interests, and their similarity to candidates that we already have in our database, and then put in front of them engaging, fun, out of the box sometimes marketing messages. But don't ask them to apply, but ask them to fill in 5 to 8 questions, 60 seconds. And then we get them on the phone as soon as we can after that. So we're reaching them where they're spending leisure time online, and we're making it very easy for them to get started, which is a challenge for our clients to do in-house. They want to get them into the ATS. That's what they're focused on. So if they make an ad on one of these channels, it's going to link to the Workday or some ATS site, which often isn't made for somebody whose attention span is on the low after a hard day at work. So we make it quick and easy for them, and we get in front of them where they are.
I like that 5 to 6 questions in 60 seconds. I think that's brilliant. And a lot of times with our clients, one of the things that we do is try to re-engage people that are in an applicant tracking system already. So, you might have 100,000 nurses that have applied to jobs over the years that you like. They just either they turned you down, yeah, or you had somebody more qualified or whatever. We try to take that list and sort of remarket to those candidates and see who's available, who's still interested, who's still engaging with their content, and that sort of thing. And, one of the easy ways to do that is to ask them questions, right? I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not trying to get you into my ATS right away. I have some questions. Will you give me some of your time? 60 seconds is a good amount of, if you can get the questions answered in that time or less, your completion rate is going to go up a lot more. And once you have their information, then, if you're using a marketing strategy, social strategy on top of an automation or a nurturing tool, then you can really sort of pull it to the next level and say, okay, well, let's get these people on the phone. If they're interested now, great, get them through the process. If they're not, let's watch them and see what they're doing. And maybe they'll be ready in a week. Maybe they'll be ready in a year. or anywhere in between. And we'll be ready when they're ready kind of thing. And I think that's recruitment has, and I'm not the first person to say it, won't be the last person to say it. Recruitment has become very transactional, especially when we're in a crunch like we are with healthcare right now. It's just, let's fill as many roles as we can. Let's get people in the roles as fast as we can. And so we're not, you know, we got to put the human back in human resources and personalize that experience, much like we would in e-commerce. You know, you mentioned that the e-commerce episode that we did. I mean, I'm a big believer in taking that e-commerce personalized experience and bringing it to job shoppers as they're sort of exploring their options. And social has got to be a big part of that strategy, because I'm not spending 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours on my feet as a nurse, going home and jumping on a job. I'm plopping my butt on the couch with my phone and scrolling endlessly through TikToks.
Yeah.
And so if you can capture my attention there, you might have a chance, but I'm not going to be on a job board.
Yeah. If I can capture your attention, and then if I can actually get something from you that will enable us to speak whenever you do have a bit more intent, time and energy to do it, then that's going to be a better experience for both of us. I know, if you think about it, in the world of dating, you know, you used to have what was it called? Plenty of Fish, OkCupid. You had these sites where you'd fill in like 3 pages, your life story, how many dogs you have, what your mom's called. But people don't want to do that anymore. Like, these sites have declined so much now. It's swipe left or swipe right. I think when you say the human back in there, we need to, on the one hand, understand people have less attention span and they want it now, but on the other, like, give that to them in a personalized way. So that's why after they've applied to our ad, 30 seconds, like, they get a text saying, this is the recruiter's name. Hi, Sally. This is Alex from such and such. Here's my link to book a time to speak. A man speaking, a man having that conversation, it kind of like merges to do in a way that I think is very 2023, and it's going to be more like that in the future as people who have grown up with a phone in their hand join the workforce.
You're 100%.
The greatest advancement in recruitment technology is here. If you haven't seen Shazam yet, do yourself a favor. Their cutting-edge recruitment website tech is making clients across the globe more successful online. Shazammy has taken the recruitment industry by storm due to the opportunities it creates and the problems it solves. If you do anything this week for your business, make sure it's booking a time to check out Shazammy.
So, what would you say to somebody that's trying to get into using social media a little bit more actively in recruitment? Maybe not even necessarily just in the hospital system, because this is a strategy that would work in almost any industry. So if I'm, you know, thinking, I need to revamp my social strategy, or I need to get into a social strategy, what are, you know, a few key takeaways that you would share with somebody to help them sort of see some of the success that you guys are seeing without giving away all of your secrets?
So there's two important things that you usually get wrong, and if you get them right, you'll be off to the races. So the first one is, what are you presenting to the candidate? Think about it. They've scrolled several feet by the time that they've landed on your advertisement, and they're ready to scroll several more by the time they leave the bathroom. And you need to put something in front of them, which they're going to have a connection with, and which is going to awaken something inside them that says, oh, that could be me. So for example, we are working with a new client in the Pacific Northwest to hire physicians. And one of their main benefit offerings was, I think it was 12 weeks parental leave and sabbaticals and a lot of stuff that would give physicians back time. So in this ad, we had like an image of a family. The headline was like, join this client name's family more time with yours. Get 12 weeks of sabbatical leave and parental leave, whatever. It can't be like, we're hiring a physician at the Pacific Northwest, click here to apply. It has to take an angle that is going to be relevant to the candidate. So whether that's like, are you sick and tired of admin? Get wraparound email support with dedicated team. Think about what challenges are your potential candidates facing in their current positions. What value do you provide? And then try and make a link between the two with an image of someone that looks like them, or with facilities, or anything else that's colorful and it's going to capture their attention. Then the second part, once you've got that, and because you've worked hard to get that, you have to do this part right as well, is what we've been talking about, and that's the application. So how do I get them to go from a stranger to qualified, interested, and available candidate in less than a minute? So on Facebook, you can use something called a lead form, which is a mini application form, which is native to their website. So when someone clicks on it, they've probably seen it before in different ads. They fill in their name and their email. They click submit. You could create a landing page. I know that's often that candidate help supports. That way they can come in quickly through a landing page. Or if you're bold, send them to your website, but make sure that that application is mobile optimized and it's going to take less than a minute for them to do. To make all this work, you need to accept, like, I'm not going to get them into my ATS from this ad. I need to get them into a middle space. It's like, you don't just get on the plane after you go through security. You have to wait in the lounge. And then in that middle space, once you've got them, you've got their information, you can take them onto the plane by calling or texting or reaching out to guide them through the next steps.
Yeah. If you think about when we're online shopping, you know, the biggest thing is e-commerce companies or online retailers are trying to get us to give up our credit card number, right? They want our currency.
Yeah.
And for candidates, that currency is their email address. So you have to overcome as many, if not more, barriers to get their email address than Shopify does to get your credit card number. And so, but again, we think of it so transactionally that, you know, I just got to get them into my ATS. I need as many of them into my ATS so I can sort as many of them out and contact a few and start setting up interviews. But if you're scrolling through and you're seeing ads for websites that you visited or whatever on Facebook or TikTok or however that may be, you know, that really has to capture your attention and really needs to speak to you for you to click on that ad and then put in your credit card number. And it's the same thing for candidates. So we need to think about, like, you're right, it's not about we're hiring, apply for this job. It's, you know, in the startup world, you're fairly, in, you know, I would consider you just out of the startup phase or at the tail end of the startup phase, but, you know, we preach all the time, problem, solution, fit, right? What's the problem and how does our product or service solve that problem? And unless we know what that fit is, we're never going to be able to sell our product to customers. And it's the same thing with job shoppers. I keep calling them job shoppers for a reason, because they have a problem. If they're shopping, they have a problem, and we need to figure out how our solution fits that problem. So we need to find that problem solution fit for our candidates. And it might be a little bit different for me than it is for you. But if we're seeing trends, then those are the trends we want to market to. And if we're paying attention to what candidates are saying or what people are engaging with in the industry, then we can start to communicate that, you know, you're tired of sending all of these emails. Well, our admin support service will give you time back in your day. Well, that's a problem and a solution.
Yeah. Right?
And so that's going to get their attentions because as, you know, solving a pain in commerce makes the sale, you know, alleviating a pain is just as important.
I absolutely agree. I think of it as if you work at talent acquisition, you need to include in on sales and marketing, perhaps even more than you do on human resources. Especially if you're in a big organization, like we need someone whose skill is to get clicks and applications on our ad. Like that would be a huge value add compared to everybody being good at sorting out benefits and interviewing. Like if you're going to get candidates, you need to market like yourself and something because that's who you're competing against when it comes to the advertising.
Can you imagine a TA team that had somebody that focused solely on candidate conversion optimization?
Yeah,
that would we would have that in sales.
Yeah.
Right? It would just be, I think, phenomenal, like to focus on that. But we're seeing a lot more of it. We're having a lot more conversations with companies that are more interested in making sure that they're getting the right clicks, that they're improving their open rates, that they're getting click-through rates, conversion rates. They know the number of people that are visiting their sites every month. They know what's going on. And that's encouraging to see that, you know, TA leaders are starting to think this way and are starting to pay attention to these metrics because these metrics are more important for me anyway than time to fill.
Yeah. I know in some of the bigger systems, they do have somebody who's on recruiting marketing. But it is very much in the early days where they're asked to run and do the website, but they're often a lone wolf almost, and not really at the head of the decision-making table. So, yeah, I think it's going to move in that direction in the future, but till when people like us will be here to help.
So, let's talk about TikTok. How do you guys use TikTok in your strategy? Because it's a social media platform that everybody says they're either want to be on it or are dead set against it, but everybody watches TikTok videos whether they admit it or not. A lot of them just watch it on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook.
Yeah.
But one of the most viewed pieces of content on LinkedIn is uploaded TikTok videos. So what's your strategy on TikTok? How do you get into TikTok? Where would you start if you were thinking of going down that path?
Mm-hmm. You need to divide TikTok into two. So you have short video clips that all the other social media sites have copied, like Instagram have shorts, I think they're called shorts or stories. Yeah, stories. And no, it's something different. They have the exact same thing as TikTok. YouTube have shorts. And I was always saying to my girlfriend, you're addicted to TikTok and I'm not. And then she was like, you know, those things in YouTube you're watching, those are the exact same thing. And like that medium, that's something that, you know, people should be getting used to because that's where the attention is going when it comes to social media. Like, TikTok started it, but all the sites are replicating it. So the people should be looking at how can we make short videos that grab attention and get an application. When it comes to TikTok, the channel, it's that short video plus the people that use TikTok. Yeah, as you're right, I think there is this perception that it's only young people or it's time wasters, but we are seeing older generations go on to it, although it is predominantly going to be the youth. I think for anyone looking to get onto it, like, it's important to think, what is your demographic? So who am I trying to get to apply? If it is generally swayed towards an older audience, then TikTok might not be the best channel for that. But if you're looking for new grads, like, absolutely try it out. We've found that, I think they should listen to people that have tried it before. We've found that it's really good for getting in front of thousands of people for a lower cost than other channels, particularly Facebook. But when it comes to getting an application, getting a conversion, the rates are much lower compared to Facebook or Instagram. So we're not entirely sure if that's the way their application process is set up, where we're getting them to fill out a form, or if it's just because of the demographic targeting. So, like, listening to anecdotal evidence like that is good, but ultimately you just have to try it yourself and make an engaging short video and spend $100 or so to see what you get out of it. So don't write it off completely because of your perception of it or your biases without actually trying it first.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there with the audience, and it's important to know what your audience is doing and where they're, like, you need to go to them. Don't expect them to come to you. So I talk a lot about knowing your ideal candidate profile, and that doesn't mean, you know, they're a licensed RN, they have experience with this and experience with that, and it's, you know, what are they like, what do they do outside of work, where do they hang out, are they on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, or you know, so that you can know where to go to get them. Because if you're spending all of your money on job boards, you're spending all of your money on the wrong media, because they're not there. If you're spending all of your money on TikTok, you could be spending all of your money on the wrong medium, because they might not be there. So it really depends on who you're trying to target, and you need to know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The way to find if they're the areas to try it. I'm not really for engaging.
Start small. Like,
don't do like a 6-month trial of a marketing agency and say, we're going to do TikTok for 6 months. Like, it's pretty self-explanatory, and there's tutorials online. You can get someone from your team to try it.
We'll do what we do in marketing. We do A/B testing, right? So run an ad on Facebook, target an audience, spend $100, run the exact same ad on TikTok. Select your audience and pay $100.
Yeah.
Like, you know, keep everything the same. The only thing you change is Facebook versus TikTok, or Instagram versus LinkedIn, or Facebook versus LinkedIn, or whatever mediums you want to try. But A/B test it, see which one gives you the best results. And it's not just about click-through rate, like, which ones are generating more applications is ultimately or more conversions, right? Which one's giving you more email addresses?
Error done as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, listen, I appreciate you spending some time with us talking about social media and some challenges in healthcare.
Nothing.
If anybody wants to track you down, how do they go about doing it?
You can just look up Adam Chambers. We'll probably have a few connections and call it. Or you can Google AppliChat. That's AppliChat. And go on our website and learn more about what we do. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And we'll definitely chat again.
Yeah, hopefully.